Show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Stupid management. The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie. I just called
to say. Mate, lick it. It goes off.
Did you turn it up? On your
mate,
way
I was cranking it.
Yeah,
I was cranking it. I'm on my way home from the pub and I'm cranking it.
Oh. That's a good soundbite to have.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
The desk is on and so am I, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the best radio show. Well, it's Triple M's number one development show, so it's not the best. Yeah, Ollie, thank you very much to Krispy Kreme for sending donuts to every other show but ours, because I've had the leftovers and I'm feeling full of energy.
Yeah, thanks.
But seriously, Krispy Kreme, send us donuts next time. Everybody else got them.
Thanks to the Drive Show, the Brekkie Show, for sharing their donuts with us. We appreciate that. Tom's had two. Yeah. I'm guessing you haven't had two donuts since you were 10 years old because you've gone hyper.
Oh, it's insane. It's raining men. Oh, yeah,
there you go. It's raining. Tom, I mean, big show. We got Snow Patrol.
Snow Patrol's on the show.
We're going to play their brand new
the
track.
The real Snow Patrol this time. Yeah. Not an actual just
there was,
snow update.
There was a disaster last week with Snow Patrol. No, the real guys are on. And we're also going to get to Honeymoons from Hell.
I don't.
Which I'm...
It's just boring content.
No, I'm keen for that.
Really?
But, no, but more importantly, we're going to do a check-in of our end-of-year crypto party. Oh, we've got to know where our crypto's at.
Oh, mate.
What's our... What's our Zilliqua at? What's our Neo at?
That's
and
right.
What's our the one that Bell got?
We've
at?
Invested a whole bunch of cash into some cryptocurrencies.
Dash,
and they're going to be funding our end of year party that you're invited to.
Mm.
But Ollie, up next, I need to tell you about the revolting thing I saw on the street today. It was so revolting. It was moving. But I also think that some people would find this thing beautiful.
Hang on. It's revolting, but also beautiful? I'm confused.
No. It's not revolting and also beautiful. It was revolting to me, but I'm guessing some people will find it beautiful.
Oh.
That's up next. This is Baby Animals Rush You. Turn it up. Get involved. It's the night time. It's time to get excited. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M?
7:03.
Oh, yeah, shit. Sick. Rush You. Baby Animals. Tom and Ollie. Triple M. We'll find out how much money we have to invest in our end of year party very soon. 1:03:53. It's a very simple question that I'm going to be asking right now, Ollie.
Yep.
I was driving on my way to work and I saw something horrible. I saw something disgusting on the side of the road. It made me revolt physically.
Was it someone driving an XV? Subaru XV?
Don't you dare. The XV is my favorite car in the world, and thank you to the team at Subaru.
What did you say? Come on, you're wasting everyone's time.
I saw a pug. You know pugs? The dog? The disgusting dog that licks and slobbers everywhere?
Yeah, as opposed to pigs, although you're making them sound like pigs.
Well, it's basically, they sound like this. Even though that is a pig sound effect, that's what a pug sounds like.
What have you got against pugs, mate?
Oh, they're disgusting.
Jesus.
They're disgusting. Remember our mate TB who had his housemate Ash who had a pug?
Oh,
and we hated that dog.
You hated it or he hated it?
I hated it.
We all hated it. Remember we took it for a walk that time at the park and we kept letting it go, letting it run away just to see the owner freak out and go, don't let my pug run away.
Yeah, but it was like, oh, that's all right.
They're a pretty gross dog. I'm with you.
They're disgusting.
I hate to say it, but...
What's the point of a pug?
Well, you know my mum's got Maltese Shih Tzus.
Oh, they're shit dogs as well.
Oh, they're horrible. They're like pugs in the way their faces are squashed together. And actually, he's got one left now. The other one's gone elsewhere. What a shame. Real shame.
I was gonna say something.
Everyone's gutted. Couldn't care less, to be honest, about her dogs or, you know, pugs. I'm with you.
Yeah, they're just gross creatures.
Get a real dog. Don't get a dog that goes in a handbag. Don't get a Gucci dog.
Nah. You know what a dog should be? A dog should be full of valor.
Like my Pokemon Red team.
Exactly.
Valor. That's
like,
what I was
like
on Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go team.
I was Team Valor.
You know, it should be something that is loyal and beautiful to look at and graceful and friendly and inviting. It should be like a man's best friend, not man's ugliest squash-faced friend. Am I right?
Yeah. Tom, they
Am
say...
Am I getting too much
well,
into it?
Well, they say start the show with what you're most passionate about, what you think what's most important for people to hear at 7 o'clock, and you've decided that your onslaught at pugs is the most important thing.
1:03:53. Here's the question. It could just be a statement. All right, what do we really think about pugs? What do we really think about it? You can cast your vote as well on the Tom and Ollie Instagram. There's a poll up there.
Is there? That's that new thing, isn't it? Doing Instagram polls?
Yeah, why not?
Is the all right at the start of the question necessary?
See, listen to it. All right, what do we really think about pugs?
Is that what it is?
Because otherwise it'd be like, what do we really think about pugs?
Oh, you could just do, what do we really think about pugs?
Yeah, but it's better with, all right, what do you really think about pugs?
A bit of a reset, isn't it?
Rory, what do you reckon?
Mate, I just think, I got a mate who owns a pug, and it eats her pillows, and then it pisses the bed.
Yeah, disgusting. Oh. Only a pug would do that. No other animal would do that.
No way, mate. It's disgusting, and I'm not for it. You know, and I support animal rights.
Same.
But when it comes to pickles, the pug...
I won't say that. I know where it was going to go
when he comes
with
to pickles, you know where he's going.
Yeah, I know where he's going, especially when he starts a sentence with, I know we should be supporting animal rights. 133353. All right, what do we really think about pugs?
Well,
come on, get involved.
I'm guessing you're going to arouse some pug lovers who I don't want to speak to because they disgust me equally, Tom.
You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. 133353. Good vibes in the studio with Triple M's number one development show. Tom and Ollie, we have questions. Don't you dare bring up the rhino meme.
Just tagged me in a meme, Tom. Yeah, did you get it?
Yep.
I read it out.
Thank you.
The black rhinoceros spends a majority of its adult life alone and mates only once every 2 to 3 years. Just like you, you absolute loser at Tom Bainbridge.
Thanks.
So good vibes here. Having a good Tuesday.
Yep. We'll check in with how much money we have for our end of year party that you're invited to very soon. But 133353. All right. What do we really think about pugs? I've gone to town on the pug.
Yeah, you have.
I don't like them. I dislike them. I think they're stupid animals. I saw one at the lights yesterday just really wanting to... Just I'm gonna go.
Are all the pugs creamy coloured with the black face? Is that?
Oh,
are they all that colour, or are there other breeds?
Nah, there's a whole black one. I think I've seen an all black pug.
An all black, or like a ginger, maybe. That'd be cute in a way.
Well,
it wouldn't make it. Chromosome wise, just wouldn't get through.
So let's get into this. What do we actually think about pugs? Hello, Rod.
All right.
G'day, mate.
G'day, Rod.
I reckon they're the greatest dogs I've ever had, mate.
Good on you, Rod.
Pull the other one.
I had two of them. Yeah. I had one that had his leg amputated.
Yep.
Yeah.
He had epilepsy.
Yeah. Yep.
So it was a three-legged epileptic pug. Mm-hmm. And my neighbour across the road put his son in my pool one day, and the kid went under. And
don't give us a sob story. He was going to give us a sob story. Yeah, I wouldn't have fallen for it.
No. Hey, Billy.
Hi there. How are we?
What do we really think about pugs?
I think they're the devil spawn of dogs. My uncle and auntie had one in replacement of a child. They never had kids, and they sent Christmas cards with the pug on it.
Yeah.
The Christmas card religiously went through the bin.
Yeah.
Straight
away. Of course, because it's disgusting to look at. You don't want that ruining your Christmas, you know, having that Christmas card staring at you.
No, like the Grinch.
Yeah.
Pug on Christmas.
Simon, all right, what do we really think about pugs?
Oh, they're the best dog. Oh. I've got two of them myself.
Oh, no, you poor thing.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Why?
Well, they'll do anything you want. They'll sit with you all day. They won't disturb you.
Yeah, because they're stupid. They're stupid animals.
If those two pugs mated, Simon, I reckon a rock would be born.
You think so?
Yeah.
A rock?
Yeah, a rock would come out.
I don't think we've met the proper pugs then.
Yeah, well, we have. We've seen a few. Steve?
What I'm saying is there's nothing to pass on.
No.
There's nothing good to pass on between those pugs.
Steve?
I totally agree with you guys. They're the worst dog ever.
They're disgusting, aren't they?
Oh, I hate those things. I have an absolute abhorrence to these things. We had a dog in our street, a pug dog, that used to sit in my front yard and bark at my kids as they left the front door and sit there and growl at them and try and attack them. It used to go into my backyard and crap around the clothesline.
Yeah, disgusting. Yeah. Damien?
Yeah, I absolutely hate them. I reckon the most disgusting dog. They remind me of Regan from The Exorcist, you know, spewing guacamole, spinning the head around. That's what it reminds me of.
Pugs are getting brutalised here on Triple M. I'm sorry if you're a pug lover, but you've got to hear the truth.
Well, Kate's a pug lover, aren't you, Kate?
Yes, I am.
Are you pretty hurt to hear these harsh words coming out of the public's mouth?
Yeah. Every dog is different. I think it all comes down to the way they're brought up to.
Well, every pug's different, and yours are probably gross.
Mine are great. I have one black one and one fawn, and I also have a Rottweiler.
Okay, Rottweiler's like the next level down, I think, from the pug.
Yeah, yeah, that's the next disgusting dog.
Look, producer Bell, what is the what's the percentage of calls there for going yes or no? Because yeah, what are we thinking here?
It's a lovely 70%.
Saying they think they're disgusting parasites of dogs?
Correct.
Yeah, I would think so. And up next, we've actually got a guy called Daniel who knows the science behind why pugs look like they do.
Oh, wow.
He studies biology. He's not a biologist. He's a student.
Okay, he's a student. But I'm guessing he can still explain to us why, scientifically, you should never have pugs.
Yeah, I think so.
He'll give us the definitive answer.
Yeah, stick around. And look, if you've got any more pug stories, I'll take them.
Pug life.
133353. All right, what do we really think about pugs? Tom and Ollie, Triple M. The Angels with Marseille, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Very soon, we've got Gary, the lead singer, just Gary, that's all I'm calling him.
Gary Lightbody.
That's all the producer Bell wrote on the board. Gary from Snow Patrol. He's going to be on the show very soon. Yes. Gary Lightbody. Oh, can't wait to chat to him. But Ollie on 133353, we're asking, all right, what do we really think about bugs? You know, it's a tough, hard-hitting question. We have questions here. Now, I think our Instagram's broken, Ollie, at Tom and Ollie. That's Ollie with a Y, because I put up a little Instagram poll about what we actually think about pugs. It's weird because 53% of people have said yes to pugs.
What?
So it must be broken.
No, the data must be wrong there, yeah, Tom.
The algorithms.
I also posted a photo that Belle, our producer, found of an old school pug versus a new school pug.
Oh, cool.
So back in the day, before they were bred to the nth degree, they used to be like a normal sized dog, like a medium sized dog. And they look quite normal, but because they're shrunk now, their faces are all shriveled and fat.
Well, someone who might know more about this, he is Daniel. Daniel, are you a professor or something at Melbourne University? What's your title?
My title is undergraduate student, but close enough.
Oh,
Daniel, that's all you all have got here. So pretend you're actually educated and qualified and tell us about these pugs.
Yeah, so they might look cute or you might think they don't, but these pugs are just like genetically inbred freaks. Like, in the UK, they tested, I think it was 10,000 pugs, and they found they only had the gene pool of about 100 pugs. They have, like, really severe genetic problems. But the oink noise you were talking about before, like the... it's because they can't breathe properly, and when they get excited, that's the noise they make.
They're trying to breathe.
They can't get the air in.
It's similar to our producer, Bell.
Yeah, or when you have a swim, Tom. After you do two laps. So, Daniel, is the word freak a scientific term that you used, or is that more of a colloquialism?
It might be both, but they have severe genetic defects. That's probably the more scientific term.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a reason that they look a bit screwed up. It's because they have really bad problems with their genetics.
The photo I shared on our Instagram at Tom and Ollie of an old school pug from 1880, it's like almost a full-size dog. Does that mean that was the original pug and there is no longer any of those left as they are? They've all been turned into miniature ones.
That's completely right. It started in the Victorian era with the Kennel Club over in Europe, and that's how they created all these dog breeds. And they just only had a few pugs, and they kept inbreeding and inbreeding, and it hasn't got better for them. And that's why there's such a small gene pool and why they look so...
That's bloody poms.
Unpretty.
It's the royal family, probably.
Wow. Yeah,
probably. Is it the queen who likes pugs?
Is it the what?
The queen who likes pugs?
Her dog? The queen has corgis.
Corgis.
Same way
thing.
Nicer.
Same thing, yeah? Or
no.
Different.
A corgi is
more what do we really think about corgis? Open it up. 1-3-3.
Hey, thanks for Professor Daniel.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Yeah, nah, that's fine. We'll leave the corgis alone, I reckon. Tom, let's check in up next with our cryptocurrency.
Hang on, before we check in with the cryptocurrency, why have I got this on... why have I been given this out?
Mambo Italiano, hey Mambo.
Are we going to find out next?
Yes, we are.
Okay, good.
Up next, you'll find out why we have that sound on the button bar. Don't go anywhere.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Sometimes an answer leads to even more questions.
I got bitten by a redback on my private part.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Now, Tom, before you ask me, why do you have a new button on your button bar here on the panel of this fun song?
Why? That's so much radio speak.
Well, you asked me why there is a sound effect that you have on your computer.
Great.
Is that better?
Yeah, it's good, yeah.
And the reason is I had this song in my head and I thought, why not bring it to the show in the evening and give us all a treat. Here it is.
Hey, Mambo, Italiano, hey, Mambo.
But, sorry, pause it. It's not the actual song. Just pause it, stop it. No. It's not the actual song. It's it's been edited to be a loop. So hit it again.
Oh.
Usually you'd go. Mambo Italiano. Everyone, hey Mambo.
Oh no.
Mambo. Everyone. Hey Mambo. Mambo. And that's it.
Yeah, right.
Just keeps
hey,
going.
Hey Mambo. Mambo Italiano.
By Sophia Loren originally. Or maybe not originally, actually. That's not originally. Dean Martin originally. Anyway, a bit of fun, Tom. You asked, there's the answer.
Really?
And the what do you learn there? Don't ask.
Up next, we'll find out how much money we have currently to put into your end of year party. That's right.
Our end of year party. Everyone's end of year party.
Everything's invested in cryptocurrencies. An update up next. Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
Hey, Mambo.
Off their latest album, Concrete and Gold, Fooey's with Arrows. Tom and Ollie on Triple M, the number one development show, and we have questions.
Now, before we get to our cryptocurrency update for the end of your party, Tom, you've ruffled some pug-loving feathers on Facebook. The results were in that people said pugs were gross when you had a big dig at them. But Tina on Facebook has messaged us. She said, this is at Facebook, Tom and Ollie, sorry to say, but pugs are cute in their own way. They are also great companions. They are loyal. I have one of them at the moment. I also had three others, and all are a pleasure to have, and it's not nice when people pick on them. So there you go, Tom. You're being mean to the pugs, and Tina is not happy. And she's a truck driver.
Well, 53% of people don't like pugs, according to our Instagram, at Tom and Ollie with a Y. So, and as they say in radio, always make people feel something, Ollie. And that's what I did.
Well, you made Tina sad. You happy?
Because I hate pugs.
Jeez, how fast is this year going?
Is what your annoying mate would say. So Tom and Ollie are having an end of year party.
It'll be December before you know it.
An end of year crypto party. Buy and sell cryptocurrencies on Australia's most trusted trading platform, coinspot.com.au. Triple M.
Oh, so excited for this one. It's at the end of the year. That's right.
Yes.
It's at the end of the year. And everything that we have invested in this party is currently in cryptocurrencies. That's right. The full budget for this party is coming.
And thanks to CoinSpot for the money. It got invested last week on their platform into three currencies, Neo, Dash, and Zilliqa. Which we all threw a dart onto a dartboard, and that's where they landed. So that's how the money lays so far.
$2,500 was invested, Ollie. Should I now click on wallets on our CoinSpot profile and find out what we got going on?
Well, absolutely, Tom. I mean, this is where we start to learn how this party will pan out.
Oh.
Are we making money, Tom? I mean, fingers crossed we're making money. If we lose money, as we've said before, it might likely be a beer in the park.
All right, here we go. Ollie, I have just clicked on wallets.
Okay.
On our CoinSpot.
I reckon you're chuckling away because you've seen how much cash we've made in a week. Less than a week. 6 days.
Ollie, our approximate wallet value. I'll just refresh because it refreshes in instant time. Yeah, it's gone up a dollar. There we go.
Okay, great.
Ollie, our current standing of money for the end of your party.
3,000. Come on.
Is $2,163.36.
Whoa, that is a 20% loss from our original starting point of $2,500.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
Ignore the stats. Ignore the figures and plow ahead with confidence. That is my attitude.
It looks like here, I mean, we put $1,000 on Dash and Zilliqa. Dash is currently at $860. Zilliqa is at $846. I mean, Neo's kind of staying strong with $460, but...
Well, that was Bell's choice, but Dart choice. How are the trends going? Do you have the trends there, Tom?
I don't have the trends. Let's cross over to our producer, Bell.
Trendy trendster, Bell.
Trendy trends.
You can be our trendster for this whole process, Bell. How are the trends looking? Obviously, they're going down, but...
I was just about to say, yep, no, they're going down. All three of them are going down.
So none of them are performing well. Zilliqa was my choice. How's Zilliqa?
Zilliqa's not as bad as the other ones.
What's that, guys?
They all dropped in the last 24 hours. They had a little dip, but they're going back up from the dip.
That's it.
Hang on, what? They're going back up?
Hey!
Oh, massive.
This could be a huge party just yet. We don't know. We're going to check in again. This time, we'll all cross our fingers. I was doing it then, but maybe you guys weren't doing it.
Hang on, Ollie. I'll just refresh. It looks
what
like...
What are we at now? What's the current figure now?
Before... We went up 23 cents!
Oh, great. It's all right. We're going to kill that song by the end of November, but who cares?
Yeah.
It's about celebrating the hard work we're all doing this year.
Up next, a royal update. Ooh, okay, it's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Down Under. It's Men at Work. It's Tom and Ollie. It's Triple M. We are Triple M's number one development show. We have questions. We've just lost even more money.
Oh, no, have we?
Yeah, cryptocurrency fund for the end of your party, but that's fine. That's all cool. Everybody chill out because I still have this sound. Oh. I still have this sound.
Mambo Italiano, hey Mambo, Mambo Italiano.
That'd be the song that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle will be singing if they were going to Italy for their honeymoon, Tom.
But they're not.
They're not. And that's why 133353, I'm asking the question, honeymoons from hell, because the article I've got here, the headline is this, from page6.com.au.
What, who?
From page6.com.au, one of the most reputable news websites you can ever find.
Yep.
Not page one, but page six. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle to honeymoon in world's most boring place. They're apparently heading to Fairmont Jasper Park Lodge in Alberta, Canada. They will stay at the mountain resort's 6,000 square foot Outlook cabin. That's a big cabin. I mean, I'm hearing the article headline saying it's boring, but to be honest, a 6,000 square foot cabin is pretty big. And so it's already had the likes of the Queen Elizabeth and Queen Elizabeth II. Is that the current one? Queen number two?
Don't know.
Queen Lizzie II?
That's 1.8 kilometres.
What, 6,000 square foot? That's square feet, though. You can't make,
okay,
it,
that's,
you can't make a distance out of a square.
1,800 square metres.
Right, right.
That's a lot.
Anyway, I mean, it's going to be an absolute honeymoon from hell, if you ask me.
I'm still surprised this got to the board. Producer Bell is leaning over going, what are we doing? I can play this. Oh, it ain't no fun no more. I don't know what to say. The honeymoon is over, baby. It's still going to be that way. Yeah.
Well, it'll be the honeymoon from hell because there'll be paparazzis everywhere. Yeah. You know, people are going to follow them.
Come on.
Megan's going to realize that Harry's boring and she can't be stuffed dating a royal because it's not worth it.
No, no. Here's what you've done. You've tried to cover the royal wedding, but you also just wanted to hear about stories from people who have had a bad honeymoon.
No.
I get it. No. Just plainly say it what it is.
Did I mention Alberta, Canada is where they're heading?
Oh, I'm bored.
Okay,
I'm bored.
Yes.
And I'm involved in this show.
I admit it. The story is nothing. Page6.com.au is probably a made-up website.
Quick, put the call out.
133353, honeymoons from hell. Have you had a disastrous honeymoon? I mean, we're almost going to do holiday disasters, Tom, with your Hawaiian holiday. We could be doing...
We did do that.
We did. Well, honeymoons from hell, 133353... Have you had a honeymoon that just went a bit horrible? Did it turn to SHIT?
Was it a honeymoon from hell?
Good ad, Tom.
133353. You've got some trivia about this song as well up next. Oh, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Triple M's number one development show, Tom and Ollie. Good evening.
Tom, I just told an absolute bulldust boring story.
Hang on.
About the Royals.
Closing time, semi-sonic.
I've already told this trivia. It's a metaphor for leaving the womb.
What?
Yeah, he leaves the bar, he's saying closing time, but it means get out of the womb, go into the real world. I've told it before. Anyway, I told a rubbish story before about the Royals.
Yeah,
you guessed it right, Tom. It was an absolute ruse, purely to raise the topic of honeymoons. I even lost the story. I must have thrown it in the bin, which is probably only right.
I don't need it.
No one does need it. The title was page6.com.au reported, Prince Harry, Meghan Markle to honeymoon in world's most boring place. Although I wouldn't mind going to the 6,000 square foot Outlook cabin in Alberta, Canada, in a national park because it sounds amazing. But it's more fun to hear about horrible honeymoons.
It certainly is. Honeymoons from hell, 133353. Darren, what's yours?
My horrible, traumatic honeymoon
from
my wife getting pregnant.
Yeah. Oh, that's normally good news, but...
Why is it bad?
Didn't like that.
No, it's all good now. But
yeah.
Didn't leave any time for trying.
Oh,
wow, this is insane.
Good on you, Darren. Thanks, Darren. From Ballarat,
well
regional
done,
Victoria.
Producer Bell, chucking that call across. Stephen, what's your honeymoon from hell?
We got married in a beautiful setting in Mount Buller. Kangaroos, sunset, all the dream type Australian bush wedding.
Nice.
Next day we had the family barbecue, 100 plus guests, and I said, right, time for the bride and groom to head off on their beautiful honeymoon.
Yeah.
And we were coming from Mansfield, and my wife then was thinking, oh, we're going somewhere really fancy, airport or something like that. We pulled into the Bonnie Doon pub. Room with spa, $45. I'm Scottish. I thought that was a dream. She pulls in and says, are we getting some drinks to go on the trip? I said, no, this is it. We're here. She was in tears when she saw that. Oh. We went into the restaurant, and it's filled with Hell's Angels on a bikies tour. We're sitting there having the parma and chips like you would do. And this big grizzly bear of a biker comes up and
says, Tom,
here's a bottle of champagne, mate. You're going to need it because this is unbelievable, because the barman had told him we're on our honeymoon.
Brilliant.
So, but she wasn't. She's still never forgiven me for it. So 25 years later, guess where we're going for our 25th wedding anniversary honeymoon?
The Bonnie Doon pub?
Yep. Oh. It's $54 now.
I could understand any of that.
What?
I could understand most of that.
Yeah, I was too turned on.
Is that why you're listening? You were turned on? I was just confused.
I just like Scottish accents.
Yeah. You like Shrek, do you? Do you find Shrek hot?
No.
A little bit. Or the donkey.
Up next, we've still got so much more to come. Gary Lightbody from Snow Patrol. I'm sorry, just that whole honeymoon bit just really sapped the energy out of my body.
Tom, that or the donuts?
On Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Yeah, baby. Hey, don't go anywhere because it's still coming in the next half an hour. We've got these guys. It's Snow Patrol. That's right, Gary Lightbody on the phone talking to us about his brand new album, Wildness, which came out on Friday, and this new track, Don't Give In. Can't wait to talk to him.
Now, Tom, in many aspects of life, I think you are someone who is an idiot, and that's maybe comes out blunt, but you're the kind of person who comes to work this evening, you bring dinner, right? You bring dinner to work, and what do you have? Some poached chicken with no flavour, sweet potato and broccoli.
Yeah.
No flavour, no fat,
it's
no
good.
Oil,
it's
nothing to it.
It's beast mode. It's
you're doing beast mode. Yeah. And then you eat two donuts in a row from Krispy Kreme.
Yep.
So now you're sluggish, you're tired. And all I'll say is this, Tom. Oh, you suck. You dogged me there.
No,
all I'll say is this. You got to lift. All right. And now you know it's true, so lift. Okay? You've had two donuts, you're tired. But what I will say is this. I'm annoyed that up next, I need your help. Having insulted you quite heavily about your diet and your attitude to life, I do need your help,
well,
and it does.
Gonna get it.
It relates to my new watch, my new Garmin.
Cyst wrist.
The cyst is under the watch. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Don't call it a cyst wrist.
Yeah.
I need your help, and please, you've got to help me out because it's getting really annoying. I've been driven crazy all day.
All right, stick around, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's Boom Crash Opera, Dancing in the Storm, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Okay, Declan, okay, Chris, I get it. You like pugs, but seriously, they're disgusting little creatures, and we don't need them. That's what people are replying to the Instagram story at Tom and Ollie on Instagram.
Pug lovers are coming to the table, are they?
They are. I mean, even though the little poll that says pugs, there is 65% of people that just say no to pugs. So that's all I'm saying, Chris and Declan. That's all I'm saying.
35% saying pug life is the way to go. And good on those guys. Tom.
By the way, we've still got Gary Lightbody from Snow Patrol up soon in the show.
I come to you humbly, Tom, and I ask for your help because you're good at technology, my friend. Over the weekend.
Why would you say that?
Well, it was my birthday. Because obviously you worked at Apple for many, many years. And we all know that you have a deep love affair, in fact, obsession with Apple. But
it's all healthy.
Well, it's not. The important thing is, though, over the weekend, I was given a sports watch, a Garmin. I know that's got your back up. Well, it's a competitor, isn't it, to the Apple Watch?
It's just a slap in the face. It's a slap in the face. I hate your watch. I hate the fact that you've purchased a watch that's basically the same watch that I purchased you for your birthday 2 years ago, which was an Apple Watch, which you threw back in my face. It was the most expensive thing I've ever bought anyone in my life, and I had to return it and keep the money.
Well, at the time, I didn't. Oh, you poor thing. At the time, I didn't want the Apple Watch, and I still don't, Tom. Oh. But
you sure? Because you're coming to me for help.
I just want some help with the Garmin because look, it looks good. It's black, a nice sleeky thing. It's got buttons that
those
light
buttons,
up.
Those buttons. It sounds. Beep, beep, beep. It sounds like 1990 on your wrist.
Look, I like the watch, but I need your help because a couple of things. When I had a swim today, all right, I've used the watch. It's my second time I had a run.
This was one of the reasons why you wanted the watch.
This is the main reason.
For swimming and stuff, right?
It's a sports watch. So
even though the Apple Watch is designed for swimming and it counts your strokes and it's all very, very good.
Well, I had a swim today with it on and I started the activity and I recorded my stats. Mm. The Garmin, though, it stops recording your heart rate when you swim. Yeah. Why does it do
that? Yeah, exactly.
So that
the Apple Watch doesn't though, does it?
Is that so?
Yep, the Apple Watch still has heart rate on while swimming. I would guess that Garmin can't get enough good technology to be able to register the heart rate.
Hey, come on.
Thousands of swims were recorded in the Apple Health headquarters, Ollie, to try and work out how to read your heart rate underwater, because that's actually quite a difficult thing. And I can tell you the Apple Watch does it pretty good.
You're already excelling yourself here. I mean, you're just really a real jerk circle for Apple over here with you, which is great. But, mate, go easy on the Garmin. But I do have another issue, and that is that I'm still in the habit of counting my laps. So I did count my laps, and if you ask, it was 1,500 metres.
Oh, 1.5K, nice.
1.5K, not bad.
Good distance.
That was my count, but the watch told me I'd swum 1,750. Why has it done that?
Why has it done that? Because it's inferior technology, mate.
No.
You should have got an Apple Watch. My watch never miscounts laps.
That's not true. The Apple Watch must get stuff wrong as well.
Nope, never. It has never miscounted my laps. Ever. Ever.
Well,
hear me.
Well, then what you're saying is the Garmin's probably the same and I swam further than I thought.
Oh, no.
Is that what's happening?
No, that's not what's happening here, mate. That's
okay.
Not what's happening.
Main issue I have...
Do you need to return this watch for you, mate, and get an Apple Watch for you?
Well, I think we bought it second hand, so I don't think we can return it, can we?
We bought it off eBay.
Yeah. So, but the main thing is, and this is the same as yesterday, I've been trying all day to find out how to go into the settings, but I cannot stop text messages, Facebook messages, and tweets from beeping on my phone.
Because let me guess, it's too difficult for you to go through the settings.
I've gone.
Because you're using a piece of technology that isn't in the same ecosystem as your phone, Ollie.
Tom, I keep getting notifications and buzzing for stuff that I don't want to know about.
Yeah,
tweets.
Yeah.
I don't care about the tweets.
It's so good. At Tom and Ollie, by the way, on Twitter, if you do want to make Ollie's hashtag cyst wrist, hashtag buzz buzz.
Stop. Stop with the cyst wrist buzzing because I'm getting over it. Get over your Apple ego and just help me out. It's a basic thing. Just help me out with the settings.
No, I'm not helping you out with the settings.
Just help. Just change. You know, you're a tech guy.
I'm not doing it.
You'll just...
If you had an Apple Watch, I'd help you out. Oh, good. Producer Bell's yawning, so I guess we'll wrap this up.
Just, I'm sick of the text. I don't need to know my watch.
No, I'm not helping
don't
you out.
Don't tweet
here,
me.
Tweet at Tom and Ollie. Hashtag buzz, hashtag cystrist. A double play here.
No.
And then we'll get into Gary Lightbody from Snow Patrol. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Breaking the Girl. That one there, Dream On, Aerosmith, you with Tom and Ollie on Triple M, and coming up very soon, one of our favourite games. Beat the Bump. It's not far away.
Tom, I got one of your favourite bands as a child. I know you're emotional to some of these guys' songs when they were huge on TV. But Tom, I mean, tell us why Snow Patrol touched you so much.
Mate, remember this song? Mate, I had so much teenage angst to this song, and I'm so happy to be talking to Gary Lightbody from Snow Patrol on the phone now. Gary, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having us. Thank you for making me feel old.
Is that a common experience that you get people talking about some of the emotion or maybe even teenage angst they had, particularly with that first or rather that third huge album that made waves across the world, rather?
Yeah, I was in the shop the other day, and somebody said, "You're the guy from Silver Soul." I said, "Yes," and he said, "I used to really like you guys."
Okay.
That hurts.
So, okay, great. Well, that's great. Thanks very much.
Well, it was Eyes Open that was had some of those huge tracks, like, you know, Chasing Cars and Open Your Eyes, but. I want to know, Gary, this album that's out now, Wildness, which is out just on the Friday just gone, it's called Wildness, and the cover clearly has some birds on it, and there's a nature nod to it, but there's also the astronaut at the front. Well, can you talk us through what's that about?
Well, that is very appropriate to talk about because it was an Australian artist that did that front cover, a guy called Jeremy Guy Geddes. I saw his work on the front cover of a book of poetry, and I was like, this is the guy. This is the guy we need, whoever this is.
Yep.
And I looked at the back, and it said Jeremy Guy Geddes. And we found out, you know, that he was in Australia. We got a hold of him, and he did our front cover, and it's the favorite front cover that I've ever had. I think we're all just over the moon with it. The astronaut has been a sort of a continuing theme from back. Our very first single was called Starfighter Pilot. Our Final Straw album had an astronaut on it. You know, we clearly want to be the first band in space. So, you know, Richard Branson's listening. You know, maybe we can hop aboard.
Fingers crossed.
Well, this album, Wildness, which did come out last Friday, you can grab it everywhere now. It does have a very kind of life on Earth feel. I mean, the first track is Life on Earth, but you're dealing with some pretty big stuff here. I read somewhere that it's about your newfound sobriety. Is that right?
Not really. No. Okay. The album is, you know, does have some heavy themes on it, but it's a very positive record. It's about getting through those things and getting, you know, renewed kind of strength and seeing the world differently. You know, the song Life on Earth, and, you know, it's about my whole life on Earth. There was a couple of songs that refer to the sobriety and the alcoholism that preceded it. But I don't think it's a heavy album at all. You know, it's an extremely positive record, you know.
Yeah, and I love it. And I love the slowed pace of what if this is all the love you can give as well, which is or what if this is all the love you ever have, I should say. Sorry.
Nobody gets that song title. Nobody gets that song title right.
It gets cut off at the end of the track listing on my iPhone. So I'm sorry if I got that wrong there.
Right. That'll be what it is. Yeah. But I mean, you know, in fairness to the song lyrics, you know, there I say it in the song a whole bunch of times.
Yeah, you do. What if this is all the love you ever get? It's a good question.
It's easier to say this thing, but
there
don't
you
give
go.
In. Don't give in to me is much easier, Gary. And forgive me, and I'm sure it's a compliment, but for me, a lot of U2 vibes coming through in Don't Give In. Raw emotion and heavy build-up. Is that at all an aim or a motivator, or that just happens because you're in the same area?
I think by law, you know, every Irish band has to sound a tiny, tiny bit like U2. That's the law. That's the law of the land.
Yeah,
you
know?
It's true.
What's a compliment?
They're built in. Their songs, their band are built into our DNA, you know, as Irish people. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, well, let's play it out.
Yeah, make sure you go out and get the album Wildness. It came out last Friday. Snow Patrol, they're back, and they're bigger than ever. This is their brand new track, Don't Give In. Gary Lightbody, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Cheers, guys.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
There it is, the new one from Snow Patrol called Don't Give In off their new album Wildness. It came out on Friday, and such a nice man, Gary Lightbody from Snow Patrol, just chatting to him. It was so, so bloody good. As you said, Ollie, U2 vibes in that track, U2 vibes. You are with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Tom, just to flash back to an hour ago, you raised the topic of pugs.
Yeah.
And you got stuck in.
Call them what they are, disgusting pugs.
Well, you... I would ease up on the language, Tom, because it actually caused quite a stir on social media. And in fact, a lot of feedback coming in on Tom and Ollie that's quite negative. And I'm actually going to read out one of the comments. I already read out Tina's comment. But I mean, Tina's comment was a flash in the pan compared to James's.
Oh, what's James?
He's upset. And he's given me what I would describe as, as an English lecturer or English teacher, as a overly long paragraph. I would say put it into two paragraphs and get your topic sentence correct.
Yeah.
But James says this on Facebook, Tom and Ollie.
Yeah. Should I put some sad music behind this?
Maybe. He says, while I appreciate that everyone is entitled to their own opinions.
Yeah, we are.
You guys have lost a few regular listeners based on your disgusting comments regarding pugs.
Really?
Yeah. Sure, you can say you don't like something, but you guys have gone way overboard, and quite frankly, I'm shocked, as I quite liked your show. That hurts that I've been implicated in this, Tom, because it was mostly you.
Come on, mate. You were saying that you hated pugs and pugs looked ugly as well. Shitty dogs.
I only agree with you and said they're a parasite. That's it. But basing your opinions of pugs on one or two who are clearly not trained or raised properly is like judging gays based on one or two over-the-top drama queens.
Okay, here we go.
When
it rains, it pours, am I right?
Well, not a bad comparison. What are you referring to there?
I don't know.
Yeah, didn't
just
think
bad
so.
Comments.
Yeah, you're just making something up. Yeah. Finally, he says, really disappointed in you guys and especially Triple M. Yeah. So you've tarnished the brand?
Here's what I'm going to say to this. It's similar to a doorbell sound effect. Guys, radio's free. Radio's free.
So,
we are the number one.
So is a free doorbell sound effect. Is that also why you play it?
We're a number one development show. And sure, there's things I need to learn. But I don't think there is a good pug out there. That's all I'm saying.
Tom,
I don't think there's a good pug out there.
I am going to step in here as the other half of this team.
Yeah.
You know, Belle's upset. Belle's having to read the comments.
Who is that?
Our producer. And she's getting upset by this. And you're impacted the whole team. We're all being impacted here. You're hurting us. So I'm going to demand from you an apology.
God.
Want an apology from you.
People have nothing better in their lives.
And I'm going to film you apologising and post it to James so he sees it.
Don't call the press conference on this.
It's a press conference. What do you mean? You've upset people. You've upset Tina. You've upset James. There are more comments I haven't got to yet. John said that his Garmin told him he's masturbated. Oh, that's a different comment. He's talking about masturbating for 4.5 kilometres on his watch. We'll get back to the actual comments.
We might need to call a press conference for you as well.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Two best mates.
I'm sick of you.
Oh, yeah?
And 3 hours of questions. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Tom, it's time for one of our favourite but least played games. It is called Beat the Bum. This is it here.
Beat the Bum.
That's right. A wayward fart enters a scenario and a worthy competitor must be... I'm not good. I tried to roll with it. I had nothing. And that's how the game works. I'll play a scenario out to you and you have to be good enough to think on your feet and justify or explain in some way why that fart got out. So 133353.
Triple M prize packs up for grabs as well.
Yes, prize packs up for grabs if you can prove that you're quick on your feet and quick to justify a fart. 133353, let us know.
This is Refugee.
Tom Petty.
No.
That's you, Tom, tonight particularly. Very, very petty tonight, aren't you?
Oh, shut TP. It. Not tonight. Tom and Ollie, Triple M, give us a call. Refugee, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. G'day, it's Triple M's number one development show, Tom and Ollie. After 9 o'clock, we'll ask you to make it saucy, as well as I think Ollie will be able to get involved from a brand new thing, a new gift, or not even a gift, just a new item he's got in his house. He'll be able to create some naughty things. We'll get into that after 9 o'clock.
Oh, God. Okay. Tom, on a Tuesday, we play this game right here.
Beat the Bum.
And how it works is it does challenge me as much as it challenges the competitor. And tonight we have Trev playing. Evening, Trev.
Hey, good evening. How you going?
Now, good, Trev. How are you? Are you a farter generally?
Oh, I'd never admit to anything.
good. Play it safe. Now, Trev, how the game works is it's a bit like Beat the Bum, which is a radio game, but this is Beat the Bum, and a fart is going to interrupt a scenario that we're playing out, Trev, and you'll have to give it a straight bat and to deal with it in a way that shows you are fast on your feet and mature and intelligent, okay?
Yep, not a problem.
Tom, do you have, I know it's last minute, but do you have a crash or a bang sound effect that you could include in my, in this role play?
Sure, yeah, I can do that, like this.
Yep, that's fine. Okay, here we go. Imagine that I have just, we're starting this right now, by the way, so drone could start. I've just flown in.
Yeah.
Outside a house on a motorbike.
Sure.
And I've banged into something as I've landed. Oh, I'm sorry about that, but is that you, Trev?
Yeah, sorry, what?
Trev, hi, mate. Look, this is strange, but my name's Hagrid.
What?
Trev, I know it's late at night. I've just burst into your house on a flying motorcycle, Trev, but I've got something to tell you. You, my friend, have actually been living a false life, and what you are is not a normal human or a muggle, as we call them, but you're a wizard, Trev.
Get out of here. I can't be a wizard.
Trev, you are the chosen one, and you've been chosen to save the wizarding world from Lord Voldemort.
Oh, I always felt something was different. Oh, sorry. I've been under a lot of pressure.
Any kind of pressure, or...?
Yeah, the gastric kind. I get nervous, you know. Yeah, and it's hard living in the, as you say, crikey, yeah, and that curry earlier.
So, Trevor, I thought you were a wizard, you're going to save the entire world, but you're just farting.
Oh, you know, that's how I get the speed on the brooms, buddy.
That's how you get the speed. If you said just then, that's how I get the speed on the brooms, I will pay that. Is that what you said?
Yes, I did.
Look, it was a real train wreck for the start of it there. You were under pressure of a general kind. But I think you won me back over.
Oh, you got to start off at a level one. And, you know, if it keeps on happening, you've just got to cop it sweet.
Are you familiar with the Wizarding Harry Potter origin story that I played out to you then?
I watched the movies with the kids.
Yeah, great stuff.
It was a Nimbus 2000, or a Nimfart 2000.
Yeah, no, he gets that in book two, Tom.
That
was just Hagrid's motorbike. But Trev, well done, you've won yourself a Triple M prize pack.
It was the Firebolt, wasn't it, Ollie?
It sure was, it was a Thunderbolt.
Up next, I'm going to ask the question, if you could live forever, would you?
Oh, Hagrid's beat the bum.
That's good. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Yesterday's Guns N' Roses, yesterday's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. You want to join us on the radio, Sholly?
Sorry, I was just making a coffee.
Oh, were you? Okay, I'll just do this until you're ready.
Hey, Mambo Italiano, hey, Mambo.
I haven't heard this song for too long. I'd say bring it back to the charts.
Naughty After Nine, not far away. Ollie's got a new thing in his life that he can make sexy.
I don't know what this is.
Don't worry, everything will be revealed after 9 o'clock.
Is it my cyst?
Ollie, you know I love a podcast. Podcast One is where I go for my podcast, but I also turn to Will Anderson's podcast, Willosophy.
Great. Well, he's a Triple M friend, so that makes sense.
He recently had a chat with another Triple M friend, Hamish Blake, of course, from Hamish and Andy fame. And I was listening to this podcast, some amazing stuff. What Willosophy does, if you haven't heard his podcast, he likes to get guests in and talk pretty philosophically, pretty open about deep questions. And this part of the chat, which I'm going to bring to you here, is where Hamish and Will...
Didn't Hamish have a breakdown and say he couldn't work in a team? Isn't that what he did?
No, that was
someone else.
Don't bring that.
Don't bring that
We're
up.
Just the night show. We're not the breakfast show, so don't.
Don't talk about it?
No.
Okay.
So we joined the chat here where Hamish and Will are talking about mortality. They're talking about technology and how that technology may be able to, in the future, get to a point where we can become immortal.
It could be humanities. There's the theory too that there could be humanity's leap from being humans to gods. Like, we'll now be immortal, literally. We'll be gods and we can create things. But that's part of being human. Like, we all know we've got... I mean, will it just strip meaning out of life? Like, will everything become... I can just do that later because I have infinity time now up my sleeve.
I love this. By the way, hear the full chat, go to iTunes, Willosophies, where you can
good
go.
Point.
But I love this idea of being immortal. This idea that if you could live forever... Would you actually choose to do that? Then Hamish goes on to say, well, maybe it's going to be that we all split. So some people will be immortal, but there'll be others that don't choose to do that, that they don't choose to impart this technology into their bodies.
Pug owners.
And exactly, pug owners. And become normal everyday beings that have an endpoint. Because Hamish is saying that endpoint is what keeps us human.
Well,
that's what makes us have our drive.
And it gives life meaning, doesn't it?
It does.
That's what he's saying. Because someone like you who's a big procrastinator, would spend all your time procrastinating, and so you would never get anything done apart from the obvious of what you're procrastinating about. I'm sorry, I can't say the word.
Yeah, it's strange. Yeah. Do you think this, though, Ollie? If you could live forever, would you?
I mean, I couldn't smack down Hamish Blake for in any sense, but I think he's right. I think to give life a limit. Makes it special. If there was no limit, there'd be no reason to, as he says, get up and do anything. because you've got forever. And so, you know, take it easy, bro.
What do you think? 133353, if you could live forever, would you? Jay, what do you reckon?
Oh, hi, guys. How's it going?
Good, Jay.
Having a chat. If I could live forever, definitely. 100% I would do it.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Okay.
Why is this? Why?
I have a couple of primary school teachers that I didn't like from 10, 15 years ago that I'd love to outlive.
Okay, good.
Barnaby Joyce's love child, I'd love to see that kind of play out. I'm interested. Liberal destroying the country, that's a good start. I've thought about this a lot. Like,
yeah.
Honestly, if immortality was a thing, I mean, I'm all hands down for it. In fact, I'd probably be the first person. Yeah,
you're not concerned about, you know, just seeing everything and everything sort of just losing relevance.
I'm happy to watch the world burn. That doesn't bother me even in the slightest. But at least I'm there to watch it.
There you go.
You got any friends, Jay?
Yeah, heaps.
Yeah, good.
Anyone who says they've got heaps of friends doesn't have heaps of friends.
133353. If you could live forever, would you? What do you think? Where do you fall on this side of the coin? 133353. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Bruce Springsteen. It's Dancing in the Dark. It's Tom and Ollie. It's Triple M. I'm sorry.
Well, Tom,
calling
the
pugs.
The pug saga continues after you offended pug lovers. And we have put down an apology in a press conference. It's about to go live on Facebook pretty soon. Mm. But on Facebook, Adam has messaged us. He just says, don't apologize for your own opinions. Stay strong. I totally agree with your statement. So,
yeah, because pugs are idiotic.
Well, no, you've apologized, so don't go offending people again.
Well, I'm just saying that they are, though, aren't they?
Oh, you're going to upset James again.
Oh, really?
Definitely.
Sorry, James.
Well, right. There we go. Oh, it's all okay again.
133353. If you could live forever... would you? If you could live forever, would you? I'm talking about this because I heard on Willosophy, Will Anderson's podcast, which you can get at iTunes, his chat with Hamish Blake. They get into technology and they talk about being immortal and how technology some days could allow you to live forever. We might get producer Bell's thoughts on this very soon as well. Producer Bell's thoughts on if you could live forever, would you? Yeah. But let's head over to Marcus. What do you reckon, Marcus? If you could live forever, would you?
Yeah, man, yeah, I don't think I'd want to live forever because just judging by experience, people who have gotten old don't want to live forever, and I'm young and I see what they're thinking, and I think they've done their time, they're happy to go. So I wouldn't want to live forever.
It's a good point, Marcus. You don't hear many old folks saying, I just wish I could just keep going forever and ever, do you? It's not really a thing you hear.
No, I mean, they get old and, you know, they don't stay young. You know, if you could stay young and live forever, gee, that'd be another thing. But when you get old, you know, you don't get your mobility back and your youth back. So, you know, why would you want to keep going?
Yeah, what are we talking here, Tom? What are your parameters? I mean, are we talking if you stay young in terms of like Brad Pitt circa Fight Club? Because if that's the case, then I would stay in that body forever and go clubbing in Ibiza every single weekend.
Well, I think the immortality technology that would be created, surely that would be an anti-aging style thing. Like, so
it would,
you
know, need to be, otherwise your body's just going to wither.
Exactly. So yeah, you probably would stay young
and
healthy and
choose the age that you want to stick in for as long as you want. So I mean, you stay 21 for like 20 years and then 30 for, you know, 5 years and then 40 for 1 year and then you move on to the rest.
How about this for a deep question then? Do you think you've gone past the age that you'd stay at, or is that still to come as a 28-year-old, Ollie?
Oh, almost certainly past it.
Really?
Take me back to 19, man. That's where it's at. I mean, that's when the whole world's
where
opening up for
you. Where you were an idiotic young man.
Oh, I was disgusting and skinny, but at least in my mind, I thought I was the best ever.
Georgie, yeah. If you could live forever, would you?
Yeah, I sure would.
Why?
Because you could do so many things with life, and I want to reach all these goals. And I want to do the goals, and I want to live as...
Is there a certain age, though, Georgie, that you would stick to? Is there an age that you would choose to stick with?
Oh, I'd probably... No, I'd probably stick it at, like, an age where I'm pretty mature, maybe, like, 32.
Oh, yeah? How old are you now?
24.
Oh, yeah? Georgie, let me put this to you, though. When you've got, like, a project deadline ahead, right? Let's say that project is in 3 months... Are you working harder to achieve that project, goal? Or is it when you get to 1 week that you start going, oh, I really need to achieve these goals?
Yeah, true. That's a tricky question.
So you want to achieve all these things, but with immortality, surely you'll just go, oh, I'll do that soon.
Well, maybe I'll be really organised and I'll keep deadlines.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You could also just ask Tom to make your point even faster. If all your friends are going to, dare I say it, die and you live on, is that very appealing?
Get new friends.
Get new friends who are also immortal.
Yeah. At least they'll stop teasing me. Okay. Craig, if you could live forever, would you?
I'd like to, boys. I would. I'd like to. But I'd like to know, more importantly, where are all these people who are going to live forever? Where are they going to live? Because the planet ain't going to live forever.
Yeah, that's so true. We already have a problem with overpopulation, don't we? Mm.
You never say it, but the death rate is so important, isn't it?
It's very true.
I live by the death rate. I think it's the greatest thing ever.
Naughty After Nine, not far away.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.